Aloha! This is the first chapter in a series of posts that will be shared between now and mid-October that are written to entertain, maybe inform, spark memories, connect our hearts, and definitely beseech your help to sustain Karma Choling through April 30th, 2020. Karma Choling needs your unrestricted donations now more than ever before. This series of posts, called Coming Home, weaves together the story of Trungpa Rinpoche's determination to protect and perpetuate the Dharma with a very personal story of a student's exposure to Shambhala, my own. It's a story of a journey of bravery and perseverance. I hope you enjoy it. Mahalo Nui, Kit Kanoho Aloha Wainkoop, Director of Development, Karma Choling means the world to me. To my own inner ears, this seems like a funny way to begin a major fundraising appeal. As of this writing, I've been a resident of Karma Choling for 4 years and 5 months. There are only 3 others on staff, not counting Acharya Duquette and Jan, who have been here longer, and one of them is leaving this month. When I arrived, we had 45 staff members and I only intended to be here a year. But time is funny on these 700 acres, as anyone who has ever been at Karma Choling for any length can tell you. My Shambhala journey started in 2013. Yes, I'm a relative newbie and have blazed through the path, having taken to heart Trungpa Rinpoche's advice of, practice like your hair's on fire. I was in my Honolulu studio early that year itching for something to read. Having scanned my bookshelves a number of times, I settled on a book someone gave me the year before, The Heart of the Buddha. When Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche was 19, he was a lama, the governor of a province in Tibet, and the holder of the ancient and precious Buddhist teachings of the Kagyu lineages. I was preoccupied with being liked. 2 years into the safety of India, Trungpa Rinpoche was given a scholarship by the Dalai Lama to attend Oxford University. He learned English and soaked up Western culture like a sponge, then migrated to Scotland where he and a colleague began to teach the Dharma and attract a Sangha. There, he gave up his robes for Western wear and married Diana Judith Pybus. Then change really began to happen. Stay tuned for Chapter 2.